California wants to limit how much water farmers can pump from their wells. That's because the water supply is running low. And now regulators are turning to satellite technology from the Cold War era to make sure that farmers are adhering to the rules. NPR's Dan Charles reports.
A new law in California says farmers will have to cut back the amount of water that they pump from the state's depleted aquifers, which meant local officials like Eric Limas, who's general manager of two irrigation districts in Tulare County, had to figure out how to enforce those limits.
Okay, how are we going to do that? You know, are we going to measure every molecule that's pumped?
He doesn't even know exactly how many wells there are in his part of the county. There are probably thousands hidden away in cornfields and almond orchards. And the farmers weren't inclined to help him out, especially right after the law was passed.
At first, it's like, you're crazy if you think you're going to come on my place and figure out how much I'm pumping, and that's my water.
But then Limas heard about some research at California Polytechnic State University. Scientists were estimating water use using images recorded by NASA-operated satellites miles overhead, updated every week or so.
You know, like Star Wars type stuff.
And a company called Land IQ is taking that technology and making it precise enough to enforce the law. The company's co-founder, Joel Kimmelshue, has a favorite saying.
I say the days of agricultural anonymity are kind of over. And I only mean that in a good way. It's important to know how much water those crops use.
The first step, he says, is figuring out which crops are growing on each field. There are clues in the images. The shade of green, the spacing of vegetation, the time of year the field turns green. It's like a fingerprint of each crop.
So we have a fingerprint for walnuts and a fingerprint for alfalfa, tomatoes, and all of these different crops.
And then they add data on local weather conditions like wind speed, heat and humidity, day by day. And that lets them calculate the evapotranspiration, how much water the plants are releasing and how much is evaporating from the ground. That tells regulators how much water from the aquifer the crop is consuming. Land IQ is selling that data to more than a dozen groundwater regulatory agencies, including Eric Limas's group in Tulare County. So Limas now has data on which farmer is using how much water, field by field.
A lot of guys are coming in and looking at their water budgets and saying, oh yeah, we don't have enough water to plant that summer crop.
This is how it's supposed to work. Farming practices are supposed to change to preserve that underground water. Some officials worry that when tighter limits kick in a few years from now, it won't go so smoothly. They're wondering if farmers will try to fight the use of this technology in court. But in the meantime, the technique's getting even more popular. A coalition of scientists, environmentalists, and NASA is about to launch a new version of it. It's called OpenET, ET for evapotranspiration. It uses that satellite data to monitor water use on fields all across the western United States. And it makes the information available on the web for anyone to see. Dan Charles, NPR News.